"Come lie with me," he whispered to her. She slipped off her soft, comfortable shoes. The bed was hard, and the crunching sound of the plastic mattress cover made it more uncomfortable. She spooned her husband, Bob, and wrapped her arms around his waist. They locked their hands and melted together. From down the hall, a soft shuffling sound was approaching. Nurse Weir was on duty, and she was all business when it came to rules and regulations. Phyllis's heart pounded. The drawn curtain had not concealed her shoes at the bedside. The shuffling stopped at the doorway. The beeping of monitors and intercom pages muffled as the door was pulled closed. In silent permission, they lay together. Bob squeezed her hand to acknowledge the privacy they had been granted. "I planted the tulip," she whispered. Bob knew spring would bloom without him, but he made the request anyway. He hoped her garden would prove therapeutic after a winter of snowy tears. "Any regrets?" she asked apprehensively. "Yes." "That I hadn't married you sooner," he sighed. "My father was right about a lot of things, but long courtships was not one of them," he confessed. "How am I going to..." Phyllis's small voice was distorted from the emotional lump in her throat. "Shh," Bob whispered. He raised her woven tendril towards his lips. He caught a faint whiff of the comforting goat milk hand cream she always wore. He took a deep breath of the familiar scent before he kissed the soft flesh of her index finger. Rain pelted a New Age instrumental on the window pane. Tears streamed down her temple and trickled in her ear, distorting nature's serenade. "There has not been a day when I didn't thank the Lord for putting you on this earth," he said. Phyllis swallowed and held him tighter. "Bob, promise me when your journey is complete, you will show me a sign," she said. "If it's possible, I will." He methodically spun Phyllis's life-worn wedding band around her finger over and over. "We can renew our vows again when you arrive. How does that sound, my sweet?" A brilliant fluorescent light entered the room. "Lights out, Mr. and Mrs. Porter," Nurse Weir said politely.